Studio 360.
Zydeco bubbled out of western Louisiana and east Texas in the early 1960s. Clifton Chenier was one of the first musicians to popularize it. He started playing it on his accordion for local dances and became known as the Zydeco King. All the more so after he released his album Bogalusa Boogie in 1975. To tell the story of Bogalusa Boogie, we will hear from the album's producer.
My name is Chris Strachwitz, and I'm the president, or was, of Ruli Records Incorporated.
A Louisiana music scholar.
My name is Anne Savoie, and I've spent my life documenting and recording Cajun music, living in southwest Louisiana, and playing Cajun music.
And a guy who played with Clifton.
My name is C.J. Chenier, and Clifton Chenier was my father. The thing that made my dad the King of Zydeco was that, first of all, that style he created, and second of all, there was nobody that could play it better than him.
Clifton Chenier and his brother Cleveland pretty much defined what is Zydeco.
Zydeco is very, very fun music, man. I mean, it's just off the hook. When it comes to dancing the Zydeco, all you have to do is move something, you know. It don't matter how you move it, where you move it. Just move something and it all fits and it's going to feel good to you.
They were just developing that music when I first got to Houston in 1960. It was a music that didn't really have a name yet at the time. And Clifton, upon my asking him, you know, what do you call this music? And he said, well, we used to call it la-la music. We used to call it French music. We used to call it push and pull music.
Allons au Zydeco. Clifton always said that. Let's go to the Zydeco. So Zydeco came to mean a dance, a black dance party. And it comes from a very old field holler. Eh, maman, les Zydecos sont pas salés. Eh, maman, les Zydecos sont pas salés.
In French, it means something like snap beans not salty, because in those days, people were so poor. You know, they were celebrating when they had a little salt to put in their snap bean.
My dad's dad, Joseph Chenier, played a button accordion. But my dad's idea was he could get more out of a keyboard accordion.
It's a very large accordion with a piano keyboard on your right hand and a whole lot of bass buttons on your left hand.
You know, when he get on that stage and put that accordion on his shoulder, he turned into another person. Because he loved his audience and he loved to make them have a good time.
Bogalusa Boogie's an unusual record. I have all of Clifton's records, and that's my very favorite one.
I told Clift what I'd love to record would be the French music, as he called it. And he said, Chris, that ain't hitting on nothing these days. I need to make rock and roll record. And I said, well, I hope you can do some of them in French. And the lucky thing was that he finally said, okay.
Well, when it comes to Bogalusa Boogie, my dad had a pattern in the studio, and that was, let's go in there, do it like we're in a nightclub, and finish the album. So it was like not a whole bunch of double takes and do-overs and all that stuff.
Also, they didn't get too drunk that day. They just worked. They just did one number after the other. Boom, boom, boom. And it was fantastic.
They went in the studio, and in 2 hours, they walked out and the record was done.
People began to say about him that he was the King of Zydeco.
Proclaimed by the world and self-proclaimed also. There are many photos of Clifton and a crown.
Well, it was a gimmick. You've got to have a gimmick.
It was a special thing for my dad to pull that crown out when he was on stage. You know, he didn't wear it on stage all the time, but when he felt real good, some nights he would feel real good. And on those nights, he'd tell us, go get my king hat. That's what he called it. He didn't call it a crown. He called it a king hat.
Clifton Chenier traveled the world with Zydeco. I mean, he was the man that made Zydeco known all over the world.
He mixed all that together, blues, waltzes, Zydeco, ballads, and boogie-woogie.
It was a real mixture of black music in general and the French Creole element, you know.
Since him, even the people today say that was the man that we are all trying to be, is Clifton Chenier.
That is fab. I'm going to start calling Zydeco La La music. You heard Anne Savoie, Chris Strachwitz, and Clifton's son, C.J. Chenier. Bogalusa Boogie is being preserved by the Library of Congress in the National Recording Registry, and our story about it was produced by Ben Manila for BMP Audio.